Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group that can teach you how to invest successfully in single-family homes and, yes, apartment communities. We purchase apartments. Sometimes as an independent rental owner, sometimes as a lead investor, we syndicate that deal essentially. We have a lead that runs the property, purchases the property, changes the property, the dynamics. And then we have passive investors, and you can do that too. And we can teach that to you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. But essentially, at the end of the day, what we owe to our success is the fact that we network and we share our experiences, we share our information, we ask questions of others who have done essentially what we're doing, but have done it maybe longer or maybe in a different way. And we network, we get together, we meet new people, we help others along the way. In fact, Friday morning with a group, like-minded investors, quick breakfast meeting, about 90 minutes, I think. Got together. Hey, let's have breakfast this Friday. Let's get together. And I learned something then. I've been doing this for years. But it's so important. To be successful, don't try to become a real estate investor all by yourself. Learn what we're doing. Attend a seminar. Meet others. Ask others questions. Exchange phone numbers. Hey, what do I do in this situation? Or, hey, do you have a guy that can fix a garage door? Or do you have a painter that you use? Or who do you use for your lender? What do you do in this situation? But network, learn, stay fresh by visiting and conversing with others. You can't do this by yourself. And I just want to say hello to my little group there Friday. That was great. That was an excellent little get-together. And again, I learned something. I walked away from that networking meeting better than I was when I walked into it. Today's show is the cash flow snowball. And I actually have a spreadsheet, if you want a copy of it, I'll share it with you. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. And I did this show about 7 months ago, so it's time to do it again. It's a very, very popular show. I got a ton of emails on it. But it's time to do this show again, the cash flow snowball. Now, what is a cash flow snowball? Well, I think most of you are familiar with another radio host. He does a very popular show. He's written several books. He does the debt snowball, where you essentially kind of chunk your money and get out of debt. But we always ask as real estate investors, once you're out of debt, then what? Then what? You got out of that hole. You're standing on flat ground. You're flat broke. You have nothing to your name, but you're out of debt. Okay, that's good. That is good. But then what? How do you climb that mountain and start to generate wealth and passive income? That's where the cash flow snowball comes in. It's the same concepts. We're harnessing the power of compounding. But instead of paying down debt, we're generating that cash flow, that positive cash flow, one house at a time. And to be fair, You can create a cash flow snowball with apartment communities, passive investments. In fact, I'm a partner in over 2,200 doors of apartments. That's not today's show. Today's show is all based on single family houses. We purchase single family homes. We fix them up. We create the best product at the best price in that neighborhood. And what happens when you have the best product at the best price? We have a lot of people that want to live there. And we find great residents to live there. We find great residents. And they, what do? Each month, they pay the rent. And we take that rent, and we pay the associated cost. We call those PITI for short. What is PITI? Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Those are your four expenses with owning rental property. But what's left over, right? If you're renting that property for $1,600 a month and your PITI comes out to be about $1,200 a month, very real example. I'm here in Dallas-Fort Worth, very real example. That one hits close to home. That's about $400 per month left over. And that's funny. That's the average for people all over the country. They're averaging about $400 a month. I've owned homes that have paid much, much more than that. But $400 on the first home, $800 on the second home a month coming in, $1,200 a month coming in for three homes, on and on and on. It compounds. It gets bigger each and every year, like that snowball, that metaphorical snowball rolling down the hill. It's gaining in velocity and size. That's a cash flow snowball, my friends. 10 homes, if it only took you 8 years, I kind of chuckle at that because I know people that once they get going, they do it in 3 or 2. They do it real quick. But 10 homes is $4,000 per month. That's $48,000 per year, tax-free, when done correctly. Would $4,000 a month, would that change your life if it was coming in? I had 11 houses at one time. I spent a solid 90 minutes a month managing my portfolio. Yes, that's it. It's easy. Surprisingly easy. And I wish I'd known about it much, much sooner before I did. But we're going to come back after a short break and we're going to get into this cash flow snowball. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Dell Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today's topic is the cash flow snowball. I wrote an 8-year plan. I have it on a spreadsheet. If you'd like a copy, send me an email. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. Or if you have a question, give me a call. 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. We're here to help you with your real estate investing or answer any questions you may have. But as I started writing this show, and I wrote it excruciatingly slow on purpose, Lifestyles Unlimited can teach you how to do this in 3 to 5 years. Honestly, I have a lot of friends that did it in 2 years. But as I started writing this show, I sat down and I go, I'm going to write a 10-year plan. 10 years. Still not that long of a time, right? 10 years in our life. Boom. Goes by quick. But quite frankly, the math gets so juicy good by year 8, I stopped there. Because what's happening in year 8? Year 8 on my cash flow snowball plan, and we start with $50,000 or less. It's realistic. But by year 8, your net worth is growing at a rate of about $150,000 a year. Actually, just over that. And again, I'm very conservative in my numbers. Overly conservative. So it's an important show. It's a difficult show because there's a lot of math at the end. But if you miss it, you can find this show at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Type in Mike Harrison in the search bar. You'll find my shows. But you'll find everyone else's shows there too. You'll find Del Walmsley himself, Andy Webb, Al Gordon, David Rezinga. There's several hosts that do this show. But you can find that. You can also find them on your favorite podcast app. So, yes, I realize not everyone's able to follow the math while driving or listening to the radio. Again, I've got a spreadsheet if you'd like to see it. And we're not going to get to the actual math until later in this show. There's some historic averages and some assumptions we need to use, yes. But what kind of averages am I using? Well, I'm not using the average like you get with the pundits in the stock market that say things like, well, you can take 4% of your nest egg out and you can live off of that. And you should never, I hope you won't deplete your nest egg. 4% should work. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. My averages are from an actual real estate portfolio here in Dallas-Fort Worth, built up over the last 8 years. Back to those stock market guys. Why do they always want to use terms like, well, over the last 100 years, the market has returned on average this? If I'm investing in the stock market, which I'm not anymore, I'm 100% out. I'm free. Been free. It's a great, liberating feeling. I don't rely on Wall Street or Washington, D.C. for my net worth. But they always say, well, over the last 100 years, again, if I was investing in the stock market, I'd say, well, let's talk about the last 25 years. How's that been? They may say, well, COVID, that's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Like, my friends, what's unfolded with COVID? The world economy has shut down, yet our market continues to go up. Again, I don't live on Wall Street. I don't make a living on Wall Street. That just doesn't seem right. Something, what's going on with that? But I would say things like, well, what about that housing crisis? The market was down 40%. And they may go, well, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event. Hey, what about that dot-com bubble? Oh, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event. The stock market's good until the day it's not. I never woke up and my houses were worth 40% less. Yeah, we had a little downturn. Guess what? Rent's due on the first. And when the value of the homes went down, everyone bought more. So my plan is an 8-year plan that I've outlined, and I'm overemphasizing just how slow it is, and we will get into the math. Stay with me for the entire show. But I'm doing an 8-year plan, and yes, Lifestyles will teach you in 3 to 5. but I'm doing an 8 to show you how simple this is. I want to go very slow. I'm going to start with a modest amount of money up front, less than $50,000. Why? Because it's realistic. Yes, this is an investment show. It's about real estate investing. You need money to get started. It's not a pie in the sky, get rich quick scheme. Although one of our rules is you can't get rich slow. Look, if you have more than $50,000 to invest in real estate, this you can blow this plan out of the water. It will go rapid for you. You can do so much more in such a short amount of time. Let's compare 8 years to what the conventional wisdom world demands of you to retire. What do they say? Go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a good job. Feed that 401k for 40 plus years. 40 years. That's their plan. 40 years. And then what? Actually, some plans now are saying 50 years. It's insane. Hope you can retire. Hope, hope, hope you can retire. Hope you save enough money to retire and live a decent life, a respectful life. Because that's you're doing without the whole time, right? Do without, scrimp, save, defer. And then you see the commercials, and it's got the silver-haired couple frolicking on the beach. They've got the khaki pants rolled up, running along the beach and dancing and having a good time, because that's what we're taught. That's when you finally get to live, is when you're old, because you've saved all this money. And we hope you can retire. We hope you don't outlive your money. My friends, hope is a term that should never be associated with retirement. You know what hope is? Hope is when I was a kid, and we grew up in the country, and I'm outside playing for 8 or 10 hours a day, and it's time to come home, and I'm riding my bike home, and I'm starving to death, and I'm hoping my mom cooked something like fried chicken or hamburgers or something like that. Or as I turned up the driveway, and I could smell the grill going, and then I'm hoping my dad had steaks on that night. Hope was when we had chocolate ice cream in the freezer, and I hoped my brothers didn't eat it all, because they always did. But hope should never be associated with your retirement. Retirement is too important. So there's no hope in my plan. There's only reality. The conventional wisdom plan is 40 to 50 years. And they hope you can retire with dignity. My plan is 8 years that I have outlined, and I hope you stick with me for the remainder of the show. And if you miss it, come back. But you know what a real estate investor would say? If my plan's only 8 years and theirs is 40 to 50 years, well, a smart investor would say, Harrison, your plan is 500% more effective. And let me tell you what, by the way, it costs a lot less than feeding that 401k. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. Today I'm reviewing what we call a cash flow snowball. And I have an 8-year plan outlined, which is an excruciatingly slow plan, because I know you can do it much quicker than that. And I have a spreadsheet to support it. If you need a copy, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Or if you've got a question, call me, 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Before we get into it, you may be asking yourself, is this a good time to buy real estate? Prices are skyrocketing. They're skyrocketing because people will always need safe, clean, functional places to live. Always. There's not enough of it. The demand is great. Supply and demand 101. Economics 101. If demand is great, cost will go up. People will always need safe, clean, functional places to live. It's always a good time to buy real estate, my friends. Always. Now, I'm not saying roll the dice and just go buy some real estate. Educate yourself. Do your homework. We can teach you that. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's an educational and mentoring group. Very important mentoring group. We share ideas. We open the books. We teach. Here's what we did on this property. Call this person. They can help you with that property. Call this vendor. Do this. Don't do that. We have three basic rules that outline our investing. Rule one, never lose money. Never lose money. If you never lose money, boy, I bet your investments would be pretty effective. That's a novel idea. The stock market, guys. Oh, we're going to put 200 stocks in this mutual fund. Wow, why so many? If you know which one's a winner, just buy that one. Well, no. Because they'll tell you some will win and some will lose. And some are born to sing the blues. So they buy 200 of them and they hope that 101 go up and only 99 go down. We don't play that. Never lose money. Rule two, must cash flow. Think about that. If it's an investment, it must cash flow. But they tell me my 401k, my IRA is an investment. Well, how much did it pay you last month? Did you get a check in the mail like I did? No. Well, then it's not an investment. It's a glorified savings account. It's all based on hope. I hope you can put enough in here so that when you're 65 and your body's broken, you hope you have enough money to retire and live a dignified life and travel and bless your children and your grandchildren and do everything you always wanted to do. We don't do that. It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. Rule three, can't get rich slow. I remember the first time I heard that. I was like, what do you mean by that? This is definitely not a get-rich-quick scheme, and I think you'll see in my 8-year plan that in year 8, you're creating over $150,000 a year in net worth growth year in and year out, and it gets bigger every year. 8 years, us real estate investors, we're going, man, that's a long time. The conventional wisdom world, the folks that have been told they need to save for 40 or 50 years, they're probably saying, wow, that's fast. Because it is fast. Can't get rich slow. So I wrote this plan, and when I sat down to write it, I said, and I've got an Excel spreadsheet, I'm an Excel guy. I tried to do a 10-year plan. I tried, and I started with a real modest amount of money, $50,000 or less, and I couldn't do a 10-year plan. By the end of year 8, you have 10 houses. And again, I know some of you out there are going, man, that sounds like a lot. I'm telling you, 10 houses in 8 years is about as slow as you can go. It's about as slow as you can go. And I want to outline and overemphasize the simplicities of this plan. Okay, so digging into the cash flow snowball. I do have some assumptions, and I hate that word. I'm going to assume that you've educated yourself and you know how to run a real estate business. Now, there's a lot in that sentence if you break it down. But that's what we can teach you. And if not Lifestyles Unlimited, I know that a lot of you listening to me now are not in Dallas-Fort Worth. You're all over the country, quite frankly, because I get emails from you all over the country. But if not Lifestyles Unlimited, join a real estate investment group in your area. So crucially important. Learn from others. Don't make the same mistakes. If you can go and not make a mistake because someone said, this is how you need to do that. Well, why wouldn't you do that? Find a mentor. so crucial to your success. I had Jack on the show last week, retired real estate investor, member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It was all about the mentor that pushed him into his second endeavor in real estate. His first one was a failure. He was telling me stories about pit bulls. Isn't there a show, Pit Bulls and Parolees? But I think that's who he ended up renting his first home to. He had to carry a tear gas canister. He was afraid for his health and safety. That was not a good experience. But he found a mentor, and the mentor said, Jack, get back in there. You can do this. And he did. And he retired 2 years later. 2 years. Here's another assumption. Credit. So important. So crucially important. Your credit report is nothing more than a statement that says, can you be trusted financially? We bring a bank to every deal. We bring a partner to every deal, and it's that partner is the bank. Your credit is so important. Clean your credit up. You want to be a millionaire? Clean your credit up. My friends, you don't get rich saving money. It's impossible. You get rich borrowing money, leveraging the deal. Leverage every deal. You get rich borrowing money. That's counterintuitive to what we've all been told our whole life. Now, I'm not talking consumer debt. I'm talking about investment debt. Here's another thought. A lot of people say, well, if I get five or six houses, boy, I'm going to owe a lot. My debt to income, DTI, debt to income, is going to be horrible. I'm not going to be able to borrow anymore. Again, that's wrong. That's an assumption. Your DTI actually gets better the more homes you own. It gets better. You've got to drop that consumer mentality and adopt the investor mentality. And here's another tidbit for you. Personal financial statement. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Spend some time. Educate yourself. Create a personal financial statement. So important. That and your credit report. That's all your banker cares about. My banker has never said, hey, Harrison, what were your grades when you were in college? They don't care about that. They care about your personal financial statement and your credit report. Those are the two most important documents you will use financially to create wealth. Cash flow snowball, we're going to buy one house at a time. All the income is saved from that home combined with other savings. Yes, I expect you to be saving as we're going forward until you have enough for a down payment. It starts terribly slow at first. The numbers I'm using are toned for the Dallas-Fort Worth market. If you live in other parts of the country, that can be adjusted, but it works every year. It works everywhere, and it works every year. My name is Mike Harrison. When we come back, we're going to break down the cash flow snowball. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. Today I'm sharing with you a very realistic 8-year plan of creating cash flow. I call it the cash flow snowball. It's opposite of the debt snowball. What is a cash flow snowball? Well, just like that metaphorical snowball rolling down the hill, you start, it's very slow and very small at first, then it builds and it builds and it builds and it gains tremendous momentum each and every year, throwing off more cash and growing in size and creating wealth. Now, why 8 years? Well, 8 years because I'm overly conservative and I'm going really, really slow. I'm assuming you have $25,000 to $35,000 to get started. Can you buy a house for less than that? Yes, with our program. I see people do it quite often. I just want to give you, again, a conservative average. This is Dallas-Fort Worth. Every market's different. Keep in mind, the 401k is a 40-year plan. And again, it's based on hope. It doesn't always work for most people. A lot of people outlive their money. How terrible is that? You've worked 40 years and you outlive your money. A lot of people can't even retire. What, 2 out of 5 people, 70 years or older, are still working? Wow. It's terrible. Look at my plan. I support my plan with a spreadsheet. I'm happy to share it with you. If you want to see it, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. The other part of my plan is savings. We're not spending any of this money. We're building this snowball. The end of year 8, then you can decide what you want to do. And yes, your personal plan may be a little bit different, but let's talk about savings for a second. We're adults here. People are trying to save or contribute something to their retirement. Turn that off. All of the plans regarding 401ks discuss 20% of your income and starting in your 20s. Again, that's unrealistic, but they all say you need to start in your 20s. My plan, find a way to save $700 a month. That's it, $700 a month. Stop feeding your retirement plan. Save that $700 a month. Get rid of your car payments, whatever. Sell stuff. If you or you and your spouse have a combined income of $65,000 a year, $700 a month is doable. It's 13% of your income, 13%. If you're making $80,000 a year, that's 10.5%. If you have an income or combined income of greater than $80,000 a year, $700 is doable. Find a way. Savings should not be a problem. So year one, we're going to buy our first rental property. You're going to need $25,000 to $35,000 to do that. With this property, a good average equity capture would be in the $25,000 range. More on equity capture in a little bit. I'm also figuring an average purchase price of $120,000, $25,000 in rehab, after repaired value of $170,000. Again, very common here for Dallas-Fort Worth. Some will be more, some will be less. These are averages. But that first house is going to generate $4,800 per year in passive income. Again, that's $400 a month. That's our average. In that example, your loan is going to be about $119,000, $120,000. Principal and interest, $837 a month. That's based on 3.8% interest. Again, I'm being overly conservative. I know you can do better. Taxes, $200 a month. Insurance, $85 a month. All in, $1,122. That home's going to rent for $1,500 to $1,600 per month. That's how I get your $400 a month average. At the end of year one, you've saved $8,400, right? That's your $700 per month. And you've earned $4,800 in passive income. That's a combined $13,200. Nice start. What do we do in year two? Year two is not very exciting, my friends. You don't do anything. You keep going. Keep saving. You don't have enough money to buy another home. The end of year two, though, you've got an additional $4,800 in cash flow plus your savings of $8,400 times two. You now have $26,400. Guess what? Time to get a house in year three. What happens in year three and four? You now have two homes. Nothing. You keep going. You keep saving, setting that money aside. But at the end of year four, you've got $36,000 to go shopping. How? Again, you're saving that $700 a month times 24 months. That's $16,800. The cash flow from the two houses times 2 years, $4,800 per home per year. My Aggie math tells me that's $19,200. You combine that, $36,000. Are you following me here? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? We've gone 4 years, and you're going to buy that second house. My friends, we've only gone through 4 years. In year five, things begin to get very exciting. Buy house number three. Keep saving the passive income. Again, $400 per month per home. Yes, you can run three properties and still have a W-2 job. It takes less time than you think. Keep saving your $700 per month. You'll have at least $22,800. If you didn't use the entire $36,000 from the previous, from year four, you'll be able to get home number four immediately. If you need a few more months of saving, that's okay, but find the money. Bottom line is at some point in year six, you're going to purchase that fourth home, okay? We've gone really slow, and you're just now buying that fourth home. But now it gets really exciting. What else can we do? Well, it's time to refinance those properties. Again, you had equity capture. You had mortgage pay down. You're going to be able to find at least $100,000, at least in that refinance. But what else is going on quietly? Well, I call it the silent millionaire maker. It's another way we make money in real estate. It's called appreciation. Now, some people tell you to buy a home just for the appreciation. We tell you, don't even think about the appreciation. That's not why we buy it. Again, rule number one, must cash flow. We buy it for the cash flow. But that appreciation is quietly happening in the background. In my spreadsheet, I'm only utilizing 4% per year. So year one, one house, that's about $6,000. But at the end of year four, the three-home portfolio, that's earning $20,000 per year in appreciation, $20,000 per year, quietly. That's why I say appreciation is the silent millionaire maker. So you're going to refinance year six. You're going to take $100,000, and what are you going to do? You're now going to go buy four houses in year seven. Four houses. So I've gone excruciatingly slow. And now we finally got a big year. Bam! We're going to add four more rental homes to the portfolio. So let's go to the end of year eight. The end of year eight, you have a 10-home portfolio. That 10-home portfolio is valued realistically between $1.8 million and $2 million. Again, you're leveraged on that, but the bank doesn't care about the appreciation. They don't care about the passive income. They just want to get paid interest on their loan, and that interest is at these low, low rates. I think I can even argue that the interest rates now are practically free money because of inflation, but that's a different topic for a different day. But here we are. We find ourselves at the end of year eight. You've got 10 houses, each earning $400 per month. And you do the math, that's $48,000 a year in passive income. My friends, if you started today and said, after 8 years, I'm going to earn $50,000 a year in passive income, would that be a plan that you'd be interested in? I think you would. And that's tax-free income when done right. It's going to feel like $70,000. What else is going on? There's another way we're making money. Well, it's called mortgage pay down. Your resident pays the rent. You pay the principal. And you get principal pay down. And so each month, that's about $100, $150 per house, kind of quietly, just depends on the note. You're getting $15,000 a year in mortgage pay down on top of the $48,000. It's there. It's in the home. And then that silent millionaire maker called appreciation. What is that doing on a 10-home portfolio worth almost $2 million? That 4%. Well, my friends, That's about $80,000 a year that you're earning quietly in your sleep, day in and day out, just churning in the background. Is that excited? Yes, it's unrealized, but it's in that home. It's in the brick. It's in the mortar. It's in the flooring. It's in the appliances. You'll get it. You'll get it when you sell the home. You'll get it through a refinance. But that's quietly earning you $80,000 a year in net worth. So what happens? Now what? We're at the end of year eight. Well, that's up to you, my friends. You can keep going. Some people could retire on $48,000 a year. I agree, most cannot. But you've got options. Something you never had in the conventional plan. But through it all, I want you to remember one thing. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.